Hey, brother and sister, I want to encourage you with this truth. God is not interested in looking for the best. He's not interested in looking for the noblest, the richest, the strongest people to serve him. In fact, oftentimes in those categories, pride is what keeps people from God. Because as you know, to be God's begins first by becoming humble enough to admit your sin, your fault and your unworthiness and your desperately undeserved need of grace from him in your life. Do you remember the Apostle Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 29? He wrote this, "For consider your calling, brothers, not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God." Now that's encouraging. God is not looking for the cream of the crop, but rather he is seeking hearts who will humble themselves to him, acknowledging their need for his only son, Jesus. And that never happens with the proud. But know this, brothers and sisters in Christ, because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians 1:30-31. So just remember, you cannot impress God, for he chose what was lowly out of the world to know and be his. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.